So now that the DNC conspired to push Joe out of the way and to thrust Kamala into the nomination position without anyone actually voting for her, by the way, I mean, so much for democracy, right? They just rigged everything on the inside and put Kamala in play. And now the media is memory-holing their own past reporting about Kamala Harris to scrub any mention of her being a border czar. Axios, in particular, is rapidly scrubbing articles from the past where they referred to her as a border czar because, of course, the border situation is a total disaster and Kamala Harris didn't lift a finger to help secure the border. She, like nearly all Democrats, supports a wide-open border because that's their plan, is to bring in millions or tens of millions of illegals and then give them the right to vote and use them as fundraising proxies in order to launder large donations from overseas billionaires through the names of so-called voters in America and funnel all this money into Harris's hands in order to rig the election. And they're doing it again right now. So all of a sudden, all these negative stories about Kamala are getting removed or they're getting altered. And this is so Orwellian. This is right out of the novel 1984, where the past was always altered in order to fit the present or the present administration, because whoever controls the past controls the present, and then whoever controls the present determines the future. And they know that. So just classic Orwellian style, they're out there scrubbing all these articles. Now, Kamala is a disaster, and my assessment is that despite the best efforts of the rigged DNC process, the dishonest lying corporate media, the establishment, despite all their best efforts, Kamala won't be the nominee at the end of the day. I don't think she will be because she just polls horribly. People don't like her, including her own staffers. And there were numerous articles about her own staff just talking about what a horrible person she was and that Kamala didn't like to work. She didn't show up. She didn't go do anything, just like on the border. She didn't do a thing for the border. But she would blame her staffers for everything. It sounds exactly like a DEI vice president, doesn't it? Always playing the victim, but never actually earning your place. That's Kamala in a nutshell. Now, on top of that, Kamala is a straight-up Marxist. Not only is she not that bright, but she's a Marxist. She thinks that America should be turned into a Marxist regime where the government controls everything. She believes the border should be left wide open. She believes that abortion should be legal after birth. Just murdering children is something that she endorses. And she was the AG, or the prosecuting attorney in California, going after that couple that had filmed Planned Parenthood admitting that they sold baby parts from abortions. Kamala is the one that prosecuted those people and try to throw them in jail for many, many years. And that's exactly the kind of thing that Kamala will attempt to do. She wants baby murder to be legal. She wants illegals to be able to vote. She supports all the money laundering fundraising efforts that are now being done on her behalf. She supports censorship. She supports vaccine mandates, mask mandates, lockdowns. She's also, of course, all in with the woke green cult. So she would shut down combustion engines. She would shut down more pipelines, oil exploration, energy independence, all of it. Kamala Harris would destroy this nation, which is part of the goal of the Marxists. They despise America as founded, and they want to see it destroyed. She's kind of like a political suicide bomber for America. She just wants to sort of walk into the Oval Office and detonate the place and just see the country completely destroyed. And if the Republicans don't get their act together and get all these fake voter rolls purged and stop the money laundering operation, then Kamala could win. Even though she's wildly unpopular, understand that the Democrats are not counting on popularity or even votes to win the election. They are counting on their fraud. They will cheat. They will cheat in advanced, complex ways. They are experts at cheating. And for the most part, the GOP are sort of technophobes who are fumbling around. They don't know how to use email, much less stop cheating that's done in a complex technological manner. And so that's part of what happened in 2020. The Republicans were just outmaneuvered by the cheating of the Democrats and running ballots over and over again and all these fake excuses for why everybody had to go home, and then they ran more ballots at 4 a.m. It was a massive cheating operation. That's why I welcome some of the tech bros into the MAGA movement. We actually need some people who understand technology better. That was really lacking in years past. And maybe if there's enough high-tech people involved, then maybe the cheating can be, you know, minimized. And if that's the case, then Kamala can't win, in my opinion. And I think that's why Obama has not endorsed her, by the way. I think Obama knows that Kamala cannot win, not in a straight-up, honest election, because she's just wildly unpopular and her policies are horrific. So I think what may happen, actually, is that another faction of the Democrat deep state is going to do to Kamala what she did to Biden. So understand that Biden only stepped down after he was threatened with blackmail material. No question about it. Kamala's team went to Jill and Joe and Hunter, and that's why they all look so sad right now, and said, here, take a look at this. Here's a PowerPoint presentation, or here's some printouts. Here's a three-ring binder. Just flip through the pages there, Joe. You recognize any of that stuff? Money laundering crimes out of Ukraine. Oh, my goodness, proof of corruption and fraud and receiving bribes and payoffs. Oh my God, what happened back then with the family, with the previous wife? Oh, no, you have photos of that too? Oh, my God. And so Kamala showed all those photos because they were given to her by certain elements of the deep state. And she showed those to Joe and said, you're going to step down. And that was it. So probably next, at least there's a decent chance of this, somebody under Obama's control, probably, perhaps involving Hillary Clinton. It's not clear yet, although Hillary has endorsed Kamala, but that could be short-lived, right? But somebody's going to come to Kamala and say, hey, check it out. We got a three-ring binder on you. And all this stuff is going to start getting leaked to the press unless you provide an avenue for us to have, you know, a vote for our nominee, maybe at the so-called convention. And it'll be a binder like, oh, really? You have those photos? Oh, yeah, look, with Willie Brown? Oh, are you kidding? Oh, my God, really? You did that? What about this? The bank records? Oh, my God. You got all that? So the Democrats are a party of corruption and criminality and fraud, and they wield these types of things, evidence of that, against each other in order to jockey themselves into position. That's the way they roll. And that's also the way they roll at national elections. They're always cheating. They're always engaged in fraud. The Democrat Party in America today could not exist without massive coordinated fraud, money laundering, and cheating at every election because their ideas are very unpopular. Nobody really wants the effects of what Democrats cause. People don't want food inflation to get worse, for example. People don't want migrant crime to keep rising in their neighborhoods and their cities. People generally don't want more wars. And they certainly don't want our young soldiers to be sent off to those wars in Ukraine or in the Middle East. And most people, when presented with real information about what Kamala supports, they would vote against her. Most people want to live in a society with low taxation. They want to live in a society that's safe, where only citizens are allowed to vote, so that if you're a citizen, you have some influence at the local level over the policies that are implemented. And just as the economy has gotten a lot worse under Joe Biden, it will get even worse under Kamala if she were to be president. And again, she's not very bright, and she doesn't have any knowledge of economics. She's not qualified to make important decisions about really anything. I don't think she could run her own business without it collapsing into bankruptcy. because she's just not an effective person at managing people, at coordinating people, at getting things done. She doesn't have good ideas. She doesn't have good execution of those ideas. She's just really a failed executive. What has she done as vice president that shows any record of accomplishment? I can't think of a single thing. What can you? Has she done anything? Has she solved any problem at all? And all they can do is point the finger at Trump and say he'll destroy democracy while they themselves throw out every pillar of democracy in, you know, jockeying Kamala into position without a single vote. Nobody voted her into that nomination position at all. There's your democracy for you. And then they say, well, there's too much violence in America, while it was actually the Joe Biden government and the deep state that tried to assassinate Donald J. Trump. And yet you don't even hear Joe Biden talking about that. You don't say, well, we should denounce assassination attempts. And now Newsweek comes out and says, well, we don't even think Trump was shot. We think Trump was just hit by shrapnel, not even shot in the ear. So what, Newsweek is now pushing conspiracy theories, thinking that there was no shooting? Are you kidding me? Newsweek has come to that? Well, I guess we should expect that. But I recall that Alex Jones was ordered to pay $1.5 billion or something close to that because he questioned official reports about the Sandy Hook shooting. So will somebody sue Newsweek for $1.5 billion now because they're questioning the very idea that Trump was even shot? I mean, his ear is all jacked up, folks. The blood was there and we heard the shots on the microphone. You can't fake the forensics on that. We've analyzed it. There were multiple shots and also one bystander killed and two others critically injured that we know of. And other people were hit by shrapnel from the bullets, by the way, including law enforcement there. But that's called spalling, by the way. When bullets hit like a steel target, there is spalling that happens, which is like little fragments of the bullet kind of splay outward. And this is one of the reasons why we all wear eye protection, you know, eyes and ears when you're shooting, especially if you're shooting steel targets, maybe a little too close. You know, you're supposed to be 25 feet away or whatever, but sometimes we're not. Sometimes I'm doing a little shooting tree competition, which has a bunch of like smaller steel targets, maybe 6 inches in diameter, sometimes 4 inches in diameter that are all along the side of a vertical post. And you and a buddy, you're trying to shoot those targets and flip them to the other side. And that's how you win the tree competition, by the way. And sometimes you get a little bit of spalling coming back on that, but I've never had anything come back hard enough to cause any bleeding, certainly not to slice through an earlobe. But just the very idea that Newsweek is now questioning that Trump was even shot just really smacks of the kind of false reality they're trying to paint again. They're trying to brainwash and gaslight the American people to pretend that they didn't try to kill Trump. Of course they tried to kill Trump. They tried and they failed, and they made Trump even more heroic. But they just don't want to lend him that hero status because their heroes are woke DEI morons like Kamala. It's just incredible. The Marxists will fail. They will be defeated. And America will be defended. Thank you for listening today. Mike Adams here, The Health Ranger, Brighteon.com and naturalnews.com. Catch me on Twitter. My username there is Health Ranger. I'm also Real Health Ranger on Telegram. And I'm Health Ranger on Brighteon.social, as well as Brighteon.io, which is a decentralized platform that cannot be censored. Thank you for listening today. God bless you all. Take care. Here's what we've got back in stock right now at healthrangerstore.com. Check it out. We've got the toothpaste, the Groovy Bee brand toothpaste there that everybody loves. And we don't know if we're ever going to get any more because this is the toothpaste that the FDA Office of Importation tried to destroy, or try to get us to destroy it. for no reason. And then, of course, we had our lawyers talk to them, and then they released it and said, oh, oops, we made a mistake. So now we have Groovy Bee toothpaste here that is back in stock at the store. Trail mix that people absolutely love. Remember, everything is laboratory tested. Almost all the ingredients we have are certified organic. And we do extensive lab testing, testing for heavy metals and glyphosate, and for many of our products, also testing for aflatoxins. For everything, we test for microbiology, E. coli, salmonella, yeast, and mold, and so on. Check out our macaroni and cheese instant meals there. You just boil water, you put in the macaroni, which is made out of quinoa, amaranth, and organic rice, all organic ingredients. It's got a really great texture. And then the cheese powder sauce is with real organic powdered cream, real organic cheddar cheese powder, real organic butter powder, onion powder, and so on. It's the best macaroni and cheese you've ever had. Certainly the healthiest and cleanest. In addition, we've got quercetin supplements and our Seven Treasures mushroom blend, which is, of course, a combination of different functional mushrooms, including lion's mane mushroom, which is one of my favorite mushrooms because that's what I use, you know, after I severely lacerated my finger. But lion's mane, check out the website, by the way. Here's what lion's mane actually looks like growing in the wild. Pretty cool, right? We've got a lot of items here available now in stock, ready to ship out at healthrangerstore.com. And remember that all of your purchases help support this free speech platform to support our interviews, our investigations, and our broadcasts that bring you news and analysis every single day that you just won't find on places like YouTube, which are heavily censored. So thank you for your support. I'm Mike Adams of healthrangerstore.com. Take care.
Your own government has the power to activate a kill switch on all telecommunications, instantly shutting down all private phone calls and texts. An EMP weapon or solar flare can achieve the same result. Rolling blackouts or permanent power outages will also take out the power supply to cell tower antennas, rendering mobile devices all but useless. During these emergencies, how do you stay in touch with the important people in your life anywhere on the planet? The answer is the Bivy Stick at SAT123.com. The Bivy Stick is a two-way satellite text messaging device that uses a satellite constellation, not cell towers, to send and receive text messages. It works anywhere on planet Earth, including in war zones or blackout areas. In unpredictable times, the Bivy Stick helps you stay connected when it matters most. Visit SAT123.com to get one while they're still available.